You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Rich Cordero, the inventor of the Bed Scroll, a better platform for basic patient care and treatment than cotton laundered shared sheets. Certainly a timely interview today, especially with the Ebola epidemic giving folks a panic, and certainly good to catch up with Rich Cordero once again. Rich, thanks so much once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You bet. So for those that missed the last time that you were with us, if you could just tell us briefly about Bed Scroll.
Well, Bed Scroll was designed to try to replace the cotton sheet, which we found out was invented in 1750 BC. It's basically a woven thread fabric. It has a lot of limitations. It gets soiled easy, it absorbs, and it acts like a sieve when it's washed, clinging and gathering materials through the wash water instead of releasing them. So we said, how can we improve that so the patient doesn't need to be moved and can have a cleaner environment? The first thing that comes up, not shared. It cannot be shared. We didn't know then that hospital sheets are shared much more than the occupants of the hospital. They are brought to a centralized laundry and shared with 28, 30, 40 different hospitals, all commingled in these giant washing machines where the water itself is recycled. With a virus like Ebola that's so small and so concentrated, even a small mistake can end the life of the person that laid on that sheet. Now we have become very serious. Bed Scroll was going to be laminated, but now we have new manufacturers that can create a single silicon sheet that will not absorb, has antimicrobial properties, and can last for years. And a simple wipe, and it's clean. And you never share it with anyone. Well, now that becomes very poignant in today's news. The bubonic plague killed one-third of the people infected. Now Ebola kills up to 90%. And if it ever gets to be a weaponized product for ISIS or some other person, which it's been done in Russia, they were working on it 3 years ago, we are going to be isolated and devastated. So the idea of sharing our bedding with so many other people is not going to be an issue. We're not going to do it. So what I reach out to do today is I ask anybody that has a feeling from what I'm talking about to contact me at bedtx@me.com, and let's start the discussion. We need funding, we need approval, and we need to make the people of the CDC, the hospitals, and administrators know that we're not going to put up with shared cotton sheets.
Let me ask you this briefly. What was the inspiration that actually led to the creation of Bed Scroll?
Well, there was two. One, my mother died of Alzheimer's in a hospital, and she smelled so bad that I hated to even visit her, and she ended up dying on my birthday, and I didn't go to see her on the last day. I didn't know she was dying. Two, I married a lovely nurse that worked in critical care with patients that were totally frozen, as a layperson would say. So a Hoya lift and bathing to a remote location and all this stuff was part of her day-to-day routine. When I went down to the facility and I smelled the laundry, it smelled like salt water. And I said, what is this? She says, well, our laundry is done by the prisons. Well, doing more research, I found out that laundry is not something that's even done like in a motel. It's done in huge bales and big factories. And cost is the number one factor, not safety, and it's by far not sanitized. There is no level of exposure to bacteria and fungus that you want to deal with. And the 1,700,000 on a good year that get infected by going into the hospital, and the 100,000 that die from it is just not told. But starting in 2015, hospitals are going to get fined if their HAI, hospital-acquired infection rates, are above normal. But since HAI is a voluntarily reported factor, I guess it's going to be business as usual. That affects you and I. We all know someone that was in the hospital, went home, and died of pneumonia. We never realized that that pneumonia came from the hospital. Previous broadcast in June of 2013 was a quiet time, and we were thinking, wow, we could improve healthcare. Well, now the bed scroll is very important, and we need people to contact us. Bedscroll.com or bedtx@me.com for direct email. And in this day and age, we need to have the latest materials, not some sheet that was invented in 1750 BC and laundered to the max so it saves the hospital 10 cents here and 10 cents there.
Today we're joined by Rich Cordero, the inventor of the bed scroll, a better platform for basic patient care and treatment than cotton laundered shared sheets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some of the benefits or competitive advantages that would distinguish the bed scroll company or product as a leader within its respective area of business?
Well, right now we're dealing with major companies in a global market of manufacturing the latest medical grade materials. There's nothing like it on earth. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. If you run across it, it's going to be a small patch that is put inside your body to heal or to wrap your organs or do something like this. But we've worked with them so we can have a 60-inch by 102-inch sheet that's only 60 thousandths thick, that's strong enough to carry you and move you and keep you comfortable and clean for years, not days or hours. All it takes is a simple wipe. Nothing grows on it. There's no seams. There's no buttons. There's nothing that can capture or hide a particle of this or a particle of that. It's clean, yet it's so comfortable. This is what bed scroll is. Are there any competition? No. The world evolves around a cotton sheet. Google it. You'll see. But if you start to look closer, and you go to my Twitter account, which is @BedTX, you're going to see the background of the business of doing laundry for hospitals, the dollars and cents that are being cut and cut and cut so that these hospitals can maintain a profitability. That has nothing to do with our sickness. That's why, as you can tell from my voice, I'm emotional. We are headed into days where everybody should start to tremble. This is not status quo. This is not a walk in the park. This is us protecting ourselves. And if we go to martial law, if we go to water shortages, if we go to any of the things that might happen, you can't afford to have something that gets dirty instantly. You've got to have something that maintains a clean environment for your sick person, your family, or even for yourself. So, Eric, this is so important that it should be on all radio stations and all TVs so that we can all of a sudden get ready for what might happen tomorrow.
Yeah, it's certainly a good idea to be prepared without a question. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch, get more information about bed scroll and all those good things that we can do with technology?
I'm an open book. First of all, my direct cell phone number is 626-722-2526. I'm not afraid of getting a volume of calls. I'm ready for it. My Twitter, which is very important, is @BedTX. That's A with the circle around it, BedTX. My email address is bedtx@me.com. By the way, TX means therapy, so it's a medical term. bedtx@me.com. And I look forward to answering all questions, because the more you know, the more you're going to be prepared to save you or your loved one's life. And even if you were cured, there's contradictions to the medication. You might have susceptibility to pneumonia. You might have kidney disease, kidney failure. So we cannot get sick. We have to protect ourselves. And there's no such thing as sharing in a pandemic. You just don't share. And that goes for cotton sheets and bedding.
Well said, Rich. Thanks so much for taking the time to get the word out. And we look forward to another update on BedScroll in the future.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Rich Cordero, the inventor of the BedScroll, a better platform for basic patient care and treatment than cotton laundered chair sheets. And once again, the website of reference is bedscroll.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.